Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Alex Smith joining us here from the practice field. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm doing well. Your ban is lifted. in Tahoe, you were banned, or I was banned. It's lifted.
All media, not you. Don't take it personally. I was a media blackout, and so yeah.
Brad G tells me it's his fault. He says he's the guy.
PR so, guy's jumping on the sword.
So should I?
No, but. Yeah, you know, obviously we had an unusual summer when it comes to news. We are a pretty drama-free club and organization in the summer, obviously. Had some changes, and, I was out there to play with my family, having a good time. And obviously there's a lot of media out there, and there's a lot of media access.
Sure.
And, and just thought it was best talking with everybody in the organization. No one had really spoken yet from the organization, whether it be Clark or Coach Reed or whomever. On a lot of those topics, so it felt like it wasn't wasn't the best interest for me to be the guy that kicked that off.
Right.
So yeah, nothing against you. I didn't speak to anybody up there. So
is that a hard spot to be in? I mean, because it's not the normal timeline of how that stuff usually works.
Well, yeah. I mean, I you get older, you get better at just handling situations like that, right? Certainly, that one was different because usually those are a bunch of cushy interviews, right? You're talking about your golf game. And you're up in Lake Tahoe. So, yeah, obviously that one a little different for us with the changes going on. But you get older, that's one thing that is consistent, right? Stuff happens. Things happen. Change happens. You got to be willing to adjust and deal with it.
You probably are more equipped than anybody on this roster to handle changes outside of your comfort zone with all the changes you went through in San Francisco. Does that, the fans, that was a big topic. What's going on with the general manager? Where are they going to go? Who's it going to be? Is that a distraction for you guys in the off season? Is it a distraction in any way for getting ready for the season?
You know, I don't know, especially not now. You know, I think the one thing, timing wise, when there's no football going on and it's the middle of the summer, mm-hmm. Sometimes those things just kind of sit there,
yeah.
Because there's nothing else going.
Right.
But as soon as camp started and we kicked off and rolling, I mean, there's a thousand other things that the guys are thinking about. Out here on the field, right, and just playing ball, and I think as limited as the off seasons are, I think everybody, once we put the pads on, there's kind of just a sigh of relief, right? Like finally we're back to football and just playing and get to focus on it. So I think once that started, I think all that stuff kind of got left behind us. I think it was full steam ahead, just trying to take advantage of each day, right? As we're trying to, we got that goal up there. And just trying to march towards it every day.
Alex Smith is with us here in the program. One more, and then we'll talk about football. And obviously the last big kind of hubbub before camp was Tamba Haley's comments on Twitter. You addressed that, I know, when you first got here. What I think is kind of interesting is, he questions guys not being at OTAs, which you answered those questions during the OTAs. You did a great job, as you always do, of – kind of making a joke about it, but now Tamba's not out there playing. So you question a teammate for not playing, and then you're not playing. Is that put him in a what it was already a precarious spot for the whole team, but put him in a difficult spot here now?
Two things there. Okay. One, the off seasons, like I said, we just touched on it. They're very geared towards offense and very geared towards the perimeter unit, right? The passing game of offense. I mean, with all the rules in place, it's really. We get the most out of that. So, I'm not sure what Justin even gets,
Tamba, you mean?
I'm talking about off-season programming here.
Oh, okay.
And so some of those guys, I don't have a problem. You're talking about two all pros, that have been doing it a while. I think the older you get, you respect how guys prepare to get ready. And it's a full year challenge, and those two guys know how to do it. And I think everybody respects how they go about their business. And then, jumping here to camp with Tamba, there's not many guys that have more skins on the wall than Tamba, right? I mean, yes. This is a guy that is battle tested. I mean, he has been through it. He's been in some dogfights. You know what I'm saying? And so he's earned that right, I think, at this point, to get his body right, to get healthy. We need him. We you know, and when you get guys that are, you know, obviously get a little long in the year, you know, there is a balance there. And I've had it over my career. You know, we want him out there on Sundays when it matters, right? That's when we want him and we need him. And whatever it takes, whatever plan, and no two guys are alike. And like I said, Tom has earned that right, I think, to go about it this way. So, you know, obviously, yeah, just looking forward to getting him back out there on Sundays when it counts.
All right, let me ask you about you specifically. You had some comments that I thought were – and you do a great job. Look, part of your job is to coach speak it, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, you give away the game plan and you're not going to sell anybody out. I get that. Last week, though, you made the comment when you were asked about Patrick Mahomes getting ready for his first game, and you said, well, he's different, and that's a good thing. I was tight. I was uptight. He's wired differently. That was some of the most honest and real things I've ever heard you say. I mean, that was a guy who's been there, done it, knows his weaknesses, has recognized his mistakes and matured and come out the other end. You know, when did that part of your career happen? Like, when did you go, okay, I've come out of that end, and I see where it was. I see what I did wrong and the mistakes I made or where I was or wasn't prepared for this situation.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long path there. I don't think there was any one thing that happened. Certainly a few years it took me. But I did. I carried a lot of anxiety with me, with the expectations, with the pressure I put on myself early on. And also I started the first mini camp. I started the first training camp practice. I was the one. I started the first preseason game, right? And it was just such a different environment, right? And it was hard. It was hard on me, right? All that I felt that weight. I walked around with it every day. Every play, I tried to prove, man, I gotta prove that I'm worth it. I gotta validate this. And it's hard. It's hard to play like that. It's really unhealthy. It's not how I think you should be playing ball, quarterback. And it took me a while to get to overcome that, right? I actually probably dug myself a hole before I finally climbed out. You know, I think the nice thing, you know, and a little bit, you've seen how different guy we've had a number one pick in Fish, and I've watched him how he's handled it, and every guy's different. And then obviously Pat, we jump up and grab him early, and a lot of excitement and expectations on him, and I just seen how he's handled it. Because he is like, and I think that's kind of what I was alluding to as far as just being wired differently. I think he handles that better. I think he just, you know, he's pretty natural guy, pretty comfortable right back there. I think that's a positive thing. I think that's only going to serve him well as he gets going here.
So when you say he's pretty comfortable, pretty natural, that would speak to that when you were back there in that spot, it wasn't comfortable, it wasn't natural. What do you think's different? Is it growing up in a major league, you know, his dad was a major league pitcher. He's kind of been around that environment.
Yeah,
that...
you know, like I said, I don't think there's any one thing that you could point to. Certainly maybe that does play into it. Like I said, I do think it alludes to even just how this has all been handled. You know, I started that first preseason game, and I remember going out in the lights, and it was a lot of pressure. And I'm like, man, I you're only getting a series, and I got to go prove this. And it didn't go well, so I think it was nice. I think everything, the way it's all been handled, and then not just by the coaches and organization, but also by Pat, like just the way he handles himself and goes about his business. I think he's very natural with it. And I think, like I said, I think that's only going to serve him well.
Hey, Andy Reid, I look back, Mike Nolan is an accomplished football coach.
Yeah.
He was your head coach.
Yeah.
And Mike McCarthy was your offensive coordinator.
Yep.
Obviously, the guy knows a little something about football.
No question.
Having won a Super Bowl as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. I'm not asking you to you know, say, well, they didn't do this or that, but what does Andy Reid do to create the environment, or is the environment mostly created because you're here? Because there's a 32, 33-year-old guy that's been around, and you didn't have that guy there.
You know, I think the biggest thing, just jumping out for sure, is obviously just Coach Reid and the staff. They've been around a ton of quarterbacks that are all different personalities, different strengths, different ways of doing it, and have done such a great job. I think they do, and not just from the quarterback perspective. I think they do such a great job of developing guys, teaching guys, letting them, giving them time, giving them space here, and I mean that by any position, offense and defense. But I think they have a great ability for that, and I think that's rare at this level, because a lot of times you come in and with free agency and being able to pick up players here and there, sometimes that gets lost. You just bring another guy in. Oh, this guy can't do it. We just bring another guy in, and I think they do such a great job of staying patient and really developing guys and teaching, you know, down to the fundamentals. And I think that's rare. So I think more, I think really those guys and how they do it. I think they have a plan. There's not a lot of guesswork. They have a plan. They stick to it. You know, Coach Reed's not going to get pushed around by, you know, pressure and media and things like that.
Right.
I think he's one of the best when it comes to that, you know, standing up there as a head coach and taking those. So, yeah, I mean, I think they have such a good plan in place and such a realistic expectation level. And like I said, do such a great job of teaching and developing.
Yeah, and do, what do you feel your role is when it comes to, obviously your role is to get ready and win football
games.
Yeah,
and that
first and foremost.
Yep.
But there is a new dynamic
for sure. And you named it right. I'm going out there and competing every play, and I'm still trying to reach my potential and help this team reach our potential, right? And with that though, you know, and Pat's not the first young quarterback we've had here. Certainly the first rounder, but I treat all those guys the same. Like if I ever see something or think something that I think maybe can help or pertain to these guys, yeah, I'm going to say it. That's just the way I'm wired.
Right.
I'm not going to be somebody I'm not at this point in my career, you know, and Pat's no different, right? If I see something or I think something, you know, I'm going to try it. You know, like that's just how it is. I'm going to be myself and certainly help when I can help the team. Right. And I think that's rare also in team sports. I think we got a group that puts the team first.
Right.
It's easy to be selfish at this level, and I think we got a rare thing, I'm just as much a part of that as anybody, right? And I do. It's more about my actions than my talk.
So there's one thing, and I've covered this team for a long time, and I've seen a lot of different quarterbacks be there. This team absolutely responds to you, and I think there's nothing better when they showed you coming in after that big win against the Chargers and the comeback, and how the guys reacted to you. What's the key to that? How do you give that? Because clearly your team is going to fight for you. You have that connection to the team. And that's not always there. How does Patrick Mahomes or any young quarterback get that game?
I think it's, you know, the thing I talk a lot about with these young guys is, you know, I think people appreciate you being real, being yourself, being comfortable with who you are, being sincere. Right, in who you are. I think everybody's got a different style. Everybody has a different flavor, and not everybody's going to do it the same. But I think it's being comfortable with your own style. I think being genuine, right, letting down your guard, being yourself. I think guys appreciate that. I think guys appreciate that sincerity. Guys appreciate you being real. The same thing I go back to when I was young in my career, and you know, you're thinking, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta. You know, be something I'm not. I got to speak up here. I got to say something here. Whereas I think you get older, you get better. Just be more comfortable and be who you are. You'll know when it's time. That'll come naturally, I think. And you just be comfortable with yourself. Be real. I think guys, like I said, at this level, they see through the BS. I think guys really respect authenticity. And just be yourself.
All right, Alex, I know you got work to do, so I'll give you my Kansas Lottery Final Four. Four quickies, couple
yeah,
words.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me, you've been through it before. First of all, how many more years would you like to play football?
Man, I give you. You're not gonna like the answer. I'll just give you.
That's all right.
You know, yeah, honestly, this is 13. I never dreamt I'd get here. Just rolling. I'm having more fun than I've ever had. I think the last 5 years have just blown by. So I'm rolling, and I got nothing beyond this year, to be honest. Literally, I feel like I'm staring this year in the face, and when the year's done, I'll might have another answer for you. Who knows?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So one plus. We'll call it one plus.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. Like it shows a focus right now. All right. How long can you hold your breath? Everybody's seen you, you know, carrying rocks.
Yeah, I've done it. I've gotten a lot better at that. Yeah, good time. I mean, am I just holding my breath or am I running a rock?
I don't know, but my kids are always wanting to have a competition on how long
I can hold my breath pretty good.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'm probably close to like 2 minutes, probably.
that's impressive. Yeah. That's impressive. Should Tim Grunhart be in the Chiefs Ring of Honor?
Oh, you're out of my league. Whoa, you're way out of mine. I got nothing there. Yeah.
No matter
yes,
how you
why
answer
not?
This.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
I was really hoping you'd be like, hell no, because I could use it against him and hold it on him. So why not? I like that. Why not? That's good. We knew no matter what you answered, like there's no way you'd be in a good spot, but
yeah,
no matter what
gotcha.
You answered, it'd be
appreciate
good.
It.
So I like that. Why not? And finally, can I call you Al?
Yeah, you wouldn't be the first. Yeah, but yes, you can call me Al.
So we call you Al Smith because it's Patrick Mahomes because Pat is his dad.
Yes.
So he likes Patrick Mahomes. You're good with Alex? Al?
I've definitely been called Al a lot. Still get called Al by a lot of people.
Yeah, yep. Mitch Morse called you Al.
Yep, yep.
And so I was like, yep. So we're good if we call you Al?
Yep.
Okay, you don't mind?
Nope.
Just get it, just, you know, as long as it's all positive,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Alex, hey, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. We'll let you get back to work,
man.
Buddy.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Alex Smith, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll take a break. You're in the program.